Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
The doctor stops and turns around, and as Diamond is like running, he tries to grab her and be like,
"They're people. We gotta help. They're people. Go people.
No, the mountains, the baby mountains that we gotta find.
We gotta find the mountains, but first, I started this war and we got to end it.
No, but you started it, but from the right side. Like, you can had a connection with the winning team. I don't know. I mean, you got the odds betting heavily for you in Vegas as we...
He looks at Diamond. We were underdogs once, remember?
Oh.
Wouldn't have you liked a helping hand back then? And he points at the goat people.
I remember when I was just like similar to a goat person walking in to a fight against a bunch of bus-sized spiders.
Exactly. That's what life felt like. But guess what? This is their life, and it is actual spiders coming to eradicate their species.
And this is our life. Are we who we want to be?
We're looking for baby mountains right now, but guess what? There's baby goat people too. You want spiders to eat a little baby goat person? Picture it in your mind. And he pulls his stopwatch out and starts swinging it.
A baby goat Capri Sun, no!
We can't let the baby goats be bag juice.
We can't let the baby goats be bag juice.
Artie! Artie!
Everybody's acting like the world is ending, and I hear people saying it's madness, it's madness.
Are Vicky and Artie at the mountain?
Yeah, because we just kept going.
Oh yeah. This is all happening behind you.
At the top of his lungs, the doctor is screaming for Artie.
I feel like Artie's standing in the middle trying to make his choice about who he wants to sidekick for.
Whoa.
And now that he knows Vicky works in sanitation, he feels like that's a stable career. So he's going to keep following Vicky.
No!
Vicky has no compunctions about disregarding life, mm-hmm. as long as it's other people. Huh? Her whole philosophy is everyone's expendable, just be less expendable than the other guy.
Can I stop and take a terrible picture of Diamond and Ira to remember them?
You absolutely can.
I think in the picture, it's just their backs as they run towards the goat people.
Yeah. We'll remember you. That's what we do in Texas.
Oh my God.
As a last ditch effort, the doctor stops, turns around, and looks at Vicky and Artie as they run away, and he wants to try to mind hypnosis them.
Oh my God.
Vicky's got her back to you.
That doesn't stop him from trying.
I'm just imagining it as you, like a few hundred yards away, just shaking this watch around, just the others vanish.
I don't know. Artie's looking through the viewfinder. I feel like he's got a little zoom.
Oh no.
The doctor grabs one of Diamond's knives and starts thinking about Vicky and picks up a clump of dirt and starts thinking about Artie. And he wants to, like, if there's any possible way to, like, mix clairvoyance and hypnosis together, he wants to put the idea in their mind to at least stop running.
Then he's like, oh, that's not dirt.
Even better.
From what you were saying about Artie looking through the viewfinder, if you want to go with that, mm-hmm. I'll leave it up to you, Cap. If you want Artie to be influenced by this, let's go for it.
Let's leave it up to the dice, Scott. That's fun.
Let's leave it up to the dice.
Ooh la la.
This is role playing.
Do you want to make a hypnosis roll for the doctor then?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Can we make it opposed? Because his hypnosis is really good.
Yeah, let's do that. Because I'm okay. Gonna fail my roll.
Oh.
But no, I'm not. I'm gonna spend luck.
Oh shit.
80 on an 80.
Can I roll power or con or something to fight this?
Yeah, give me a power roll.
You knew power was lower.
Psychic PvP.
Oh, fuck. I failed by a lot more.
So was the doctor spending luck on that?
Yes, I spent 5 luck to make it 80 on an 80. And in the viewfinder, Artie can see the doctor furiously spinning his pocket watch around and yelling, "You're feeling very sleepy!"
Oh, God.
Can Artie just lie down and fall asleep right there?
Vicky Dow seems to be 3 men down.
Like, does Artie pass out?
Yeah, what's going on?
You said he was feeling sleepy.
What, are you trying to get him to come to you, or are you just trying to get him to go to sleep?
I see him stop and kind of look a little me, 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 me.
Yeah, the tripod wobbles.
And so he's furiously spinning and he goes, "And now you're feeling very walking towards me."
Can I try and slap him out of it? That is a hard success.
What on?
On a fighting brawl. That's what I'm using. If it's strength, it's still a hard success.
Yeah, you beat the shit out of him.
Now I'm just dead. Yeah.
So Artie is standing there dazed and slapped.
Great.
The doctor's like, "Yeah, slap him." And looks at Diamond. I told her. I told her to do it.
He's amazing.
Well, I was going to say before I got slapped that if I could use my pulp talent of resourcefulness, I'd like to spend 10 points of luck to find a suitable hat and then pick that up, put it on my head, and then run toward Diamond and Ira.
Okay. What? So you just happen to have a spare hat on yourself?
Well, I don't imagine it's whatever it is intentioned as a hat, but it could be okay. A nest or something that I find that I can put on top of my head.
Maybe like a small shantak nest with eggs in it.
That would be perfect, yes.
With your bald head poking up in the middle like another egg.
Or a tiny mountain nest.
Yeah, that would be... He finds a baby mountain and puts it on his head.
Perfect.
Your discretion, Scott, but something that he would feel like, oh, okay, that can cover the bald spot.
Yeah, if you spend 10 points of luck, yeah, you can find maybe a bird's nest or yeah, maybe even enough of the webbing that's left over that you could turn it into a little skull cap.
Oh, I like that. It's kind of got a doily look to it.
Yes.
All right, well, trollop over there.
The doctor looks at Diamond. He's on his way back and he looks really cool.
Oh, he does. Look at the hat.
He's actually running like he's in stilettos.
He's trolloping right on over to us.
Where'd you get that hat?
No, I appreciate y'all summoning me, but we really shouldn't leave Vicky alone.
And Vicky, as Diamond yells, should not leave these goat babies to get sucked up like bad juice.
Vicky's wishing she had her sniper rifle.
The doctor continues spinning us.
I don't care.
Okay, well, think about it this way.
You're feeling very caring.
Maybe if we help them and it all works out for good, then we have an easier way and more sort of assets to find this baby mountain and get it back.
Those freaks probably eat baby mountains. They know where they are.
I'm very much not looking at Dr. Ira. I know better.
I do think since he's hypnotized, Artie just left his camera standing there in the middle of this planet.
Oh, it'll be almost ready when we get back.
Yeah, it'll take its first picture.
And you'll all be dead.
As much as Artie would like Vicky to come along, it's going to be Arena's call.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I don't have much of a choice here, because I can't really go off on my own and leave you three chuckle fucks.
Oh, you absolutely can.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I feel like Vicky is a lone wolf kind of character, and she doesn't mind being on her own, and she's used to fulfilling tasks on her own, and she really wants this task to succeed for her own personal reasons. So I think she's going to stay focused on the mission, and so she's going to go look, and she might not try and do it on her own yet, but she'll find a suitable target, and maybe they'll survive and maybe they don't, but either way, she's not going to get distracted by things, if that makes sense. Like, that's not Vicky. She is single-minded on things, according to her character sheets.
This is going to go so well, so quickly.
Okay, so Vicky is heading off, is still in the direction of the mountains, and...
with all the weapons.
And the others are heading back to the fray that has kicked off between the goat people and the spiders.
Have the spiders arrived as we're walking back towards the area?
As you're walking back towards, you can see what's happened is there does seem to be something of maybe something of a standoff. A couple of the spiders have come out of the canyon, but they don't seem very happy about being on the plane. Some of the goat people are there with weapons standing there. You can see that there's a few bodies from either side scattered around that no man's land there.
Oh, thank God, this is a negotiation situation. This is your specialty, Diamond the Doozy, Dr. Ira.
Yeah, as we like walk up, the doctor is wanting to go up to the goat in a coat.
You're either going to have to clamber down this sort of cliff face, which you can do, though. You can find paths down, or alternatively shout down from where you are up on higher ground.
This seems like a time is money situation. So, yeah, he's going to start yelling, "Lekek! Lekek!
And you hear this faint voice from down below. First of all, speaking in a language you don't recognize to the others around. And then looks up and says,
"Ah, you are there! We came to rescue you!"
Oh, no!
Aw.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But,
Jesus Christ. I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out. That came out good.
Them damn spiders are after you that told us.
Yeah, we're fine. We just came through a different spot. We just walked through a different doorway or whatever. So we're good. We're fine.
You should come up here.
She looks at the spiders who are facing off against her people and around at her people and then up at you and says,
"Maybe later.
Why don't y'all offer them like your weakest one and then they won't be hungry no more and you can come up here with us?"
What? Yeah, wait, hold up. How the fuck does she respond to that?
Yeah.
But you are the weakest one.
All right, well, good luck. Luck.
Yeah, we're already all the way up here.
The doctor wants to scan the crowd of spiders to see if he can find his spider.
It's difficult to tell the difference between them, but I think because of the special connection you had, yeah, you can spot it.
Hey, spiders, don't do it.
Thank you very much.
And he feels so pleased with himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are we watching this as chittering coming from Dr. Ira?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think so.
The doctor throws a little chitter at the end.
For showmanship.
So that's your attempt at brokering peace, is it? Just shouting out, don't do it.
Screaming from the top of the mountain.
Yeah, he screams, don't do it, and then he feels pleased with himself, looks over at Artie, who looks like he's given up on this situation, and he's like, oh shit, maybe he's something more. Hey, spiders, fuck you!
Oh,
come get
nope,
us!
Nope, hey, no, man, hey, no, no, not that one, not that one.
What are you doing? No, the first one was real charming, Dr. Ira, what are you doing?
He's made his decision, and he's running.
It's already been yelled.
Okay, so you are baiting the spiders to follow you. Give me a persuade roll.
Interesting.
I hope I either pass or fail this.
I hope you do one or the other as well.
I hope you roll a 69 for a crit.
Well, that's a 70 on a 70.
Ooh.
So there is this long pause as the doctor starts shouting at the spiders. The goat people down below turn and look at you. The spiders, a few of them have come up the edge of the canyon and are just looking over the ridge towards you with their many, many eyes. And then the spiders, almost as one, start scuttling towards you.
As the doctor's running away, he looks at Artie and Diamond and is like, you better get going. Also, remember, they're slow.
Yeah, it was earlier.
Yeah, they were crazy slow. Let's run.
I guess we'll find out how slow very soon. Let's go back to Vicky. Were you still legging it? Were you strolling? What form of ambulation are you taking?
Vicky's a quick movement sort of person, because in her line of business, if you don't move fast, you're dead. And also, she wants to get away from whatever that is about to go down, but she's going mountain hunting.
You'll notice a few things as you're passing through this particular area of Leng. For a start, as you're following the plateau, well, not the plateau, but the rocky outcrop around, you are getting a bit closer to some of the habitations. And you can see again some of these points the points of light, or these glimmering balls of light, there's certainly something happening with light in various places around some of the structures. But if you're carrying on past all that, you reckon you are really quite a long way away from the mountains here. If you're doing this on foot, it's probably going to take you days to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Scott just really wants someone to animal handling a Shantak.
I'm not saying you can't do that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that it's going to take you time if you do it on foot.
So I will look around for things that might make it faster. If I get anywhere. Is it just like open plain or...
Off, basically, to your right and behind you is pretty much all open plain. But as you're heading towards the mountains, then it is getting a bit hillier. The ground you're on at the moment is raised, and you'd be going through foothills and over raised ground as you head towards the mountains themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the lookout for something you said that would help you get there faster.
Maybe the goat people left conveyance somewhere. Maybe there's something broken I can fix. Maybe there's a Shantak I can fly. I don't know. But anything anything that might be useful.
Well, if you want to give me a track roll, I think.
Oh, God.
That's great.
Nope, 86.
The problem is that this is unfamiliar landscape and you're not really sure what you're looking for. You're looking out for something that might be helpful, but yeah, you're not really sure what or where. So are you just carrying on stumbling around, or are you going to try doing something else?
Well, I'm not pushing a roll I have 10 in, so...
That's what he wanted so bad.
Rena.
Oh, fine, I'll push it. Why not? What's the worst that could happen other than falling down? This is... Ain't Slade, I forgot. I'll push a roll.
Push the roll.
So what does pushing this tracking roll look like as you're looking around for something to help?
So I'm going to slow down and I'm going to get like closer to the ground looking for things, like trying to figure out maybe there's goat people who've gone by or animals that I could follow. I mean, we had success with the spiders, so who knows? So I'm going to get down closer to the ground and look for things. And this is going to go horribly, horribly wrong, and it'll be great.
I hope so.
Oh. Yep. 51 over 10.
Right. In which case, yeah, as you're poking around and really getting into this, you do notice, yeah, there are some tracks through the scree around here that perhaps indicate that maybe some of the people around here have been travelling in a particular direction. And as you follow that, you do make your way up to a little, not quite a cave, but an indentation in the cliff face. And sure enough, in that, there is what may be a nest. I mean, it's not like any nest you've ever seen before. For a start, it's not really made of foliage at all. It's mostly made of rock. And the egg that's sitting in there is certainly bigger than you are, significantly bigger than you are. As you're looking at this, just too late, because you are, as you said, getting close to the ground and examining all this, just too late, you hear the sound of wings behind you, of something large swooping in. And the next thing you know, you're being plucked off the ground and lifted into the air.
Lovely.
And we'll get back to you in a moment.
I thought you said the worst thing that could happen was that you'd fall down.
Oh, no, this is exactly what I was expecting. Like, this is 100% what I was expecting.
You got your transportation. It's the Eagles.
The Eagles are coming. The Eagles are coming.
Why don't they just fly to Baby Mountains?
So, meanwhile, the rest of you were running from a horde of giant spiders.
Yeah.
Is there any way we saw Vicky get plucked by this thing?
Not yet, but we'll get to that soon.
Okay.
Can we refer to this as a group instead of a horde?
No. Horde feels more thematically appropriate, I think.
Unfortunately, you're right.
In fact, I'd be inclined to call it a ravening horde.
And it's canon that they move about 3 miles an hour, right?
Right, like a walking pace.
Group of spiders is a clutter or a cluster, which is upsetting. A cluster of spiders.
Yeah. Was one of you moving at a movement rate of 7? Is that right?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Already we're safe.
Diamond the Doozy is a bit of slow on her feet.
So, I mean, Artie and the doctor are moving, if you're legging it, a lot faster than the spiders are. For all their size, they're not really designed for scuttling across flat ground like this. And they are struggling to get anywhere near you. Unfortunately, perhaps, Diamond is slowing you down a bit. Well, if you let her.
No, I don't think so. I'm imagining I can see the tripod in the distance and I'm just legging it for the tripod. I'm holding onto my head, though, keeping my new hat in place.
How about the doctor?
The doctor is running on pace with Artie for a while, but he keeps looking back at Diamond. Are the spiders, like, catching up with her?
They're not catching up, but they're not as far behind as he might like.
The doctor yells at Diamond, "Is there any way I can help you, or would I be getting myself killed if I slowed down?"
I think you might be getting yourself killed, but I think that they're not gaining on me yet, doctor.
The doctor starts spinning his pocket watch around, and he yells, "You're feeling very quickly."
That is so fucking audacious that, yeah, every GM instinct in me is telling me to tell you to fuck off. But I feel like I really have to let you make this role.
Uh-huh.
The lion, the witch, and the audacity of this bitch.
That's a canter. You need to get into a trollop.
Oh my God.
Well, my initial roll is a fail. That's a 93 on an 80. I could spend luck, but I'd like to push this, if possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can push it. The problem you've got is that it's really difficult to run and hypnotize at the same time. You just can't get the watch swing in the right rhythm when you're running. If you stand still for a bit, you can probably do that, but that's going to give the spiders a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, the doctor is trying to run backwards as he's spinning this pocket watch, and the running isn't going well, and the spinning of the pocket watch isn't going well. He's like running backwards, and he like looks Artie in the eyes, and he's like, "Godspeed, kid," and he stops. And he,
I feel like you've just made Artie part of the push, because now I'm looking at the watch too.
The doctor stops in place and gives it a real good wrist flick and starts spinning that pocket watch, and he like closes his eyes, thinks really hard, opens them, and looks at Diamond. "You're feeling very, very quickly."
Oh, roll like your life depends on it.
That's a 41 on an 80.
Fantastic. In which case, somehow you are seeming to get through to Diamond here. Maybe you're just helping her ignore the exhaustion in her limbs, telling her body to ignore the pain that it's feeling.
"Doctor, this is amazing. I'm feeling so very, very quickly."
"No pressure, no diamond."
The doctor is spinning the pocket watch, and he's like, "When I snap my fingers, we're going to run as fast as we can."
"Already doing it, doctor." And she like turns him around like she's going to like spin you around.
He pockets the pocket watch. He snaps his fingers and he runs as fast as he's ever run.
Sprint. In his life. Yeah, you start running just as the first spiders are almost within reach of you. And you run and run and run. And with that additional bit of speed, that burst of speed that you've given Diamond, she is now no longer slowing you down, and you are all now moving significantly faster than the spiders are.
"Yeah, doctor, she's just like taking off, and she's like, just, "I'm super amazed with how not tired at all any of my limbs are. This is absolutely wild."
Scott, can we say as we run closer to the tripod, we hear this mechanical click, and it's got all three of us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
With the spiders in the background, of course.
Yeah.
Perfect picture.
And yeah, with that, I mean, if you grab up the tripod and carry on running, yeah, you can head off in the same direction that Vicky went.
Things are really looking up for us right now.
Y'all did great back there.
You run for about 10 minutes, perhaps exhausting yourself a bit. But during that time, you have managed to pretty much, you think at least for the moment, lose the spiders. Maybe they'll catch up with you if you spend too long resting. But you have managed to get a good head start on them. And just as you're getting your breath back, you hear, what is Vicky saying as she's been grabbed by this huge set of claws?
Swear it's those assholes' fault. I swear it's those assholes' fault. I am never doing a team job again.
So you're hearing this flap of wings and this vague muttering sound coming from overhead as something huge swoops from an outcrop and flies over your head. And you can see this monstrous form, these huge grey wings, this reptilian bird-like thing with this strangely shaped head flying overhead. It sounds like there's a sort of laughing, tittering sound that you think maybe at first might be coming from Vicky, who you can see is held within its claws. But no, the creature seems to be laughing to itself as it's flying with Vicky in its claws. And let's have sand rolls off, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this tittering and chittering.
I succeeded.
I'm actually tempted to say that Vicky doesn't have to make a sand roll at the moment because she can't actually see the thing.
Oh, that's true.
I think we all passed again, did we?
This almost freaks the doctor out, but just barely it doesn't.
Oh, I fully expected to see Shantak, so this is what I was expecting in Lang with my siblings. I did not want to see our girl Vicky within its claws, but what do we do? How do we get it?
Maybe we can get the spiders to help.
Already passed as well because he's so focused after he sees what's happening, and he's going to say, "Smile, you son of a bitch," and he's going to shoot it with Brad's 32.
Whoa.
Brilliant. Oh, God. This is going to go well.
This seems dangerous.
I have the base, but I do have a gun.
Well, I was just going to try and stab it in the leg so it would let me go, but you know.
Everybody likes a good gunfight.
Well, this thing's big, but on the other hand, it's a moving target. So I'd say this is going to be a straight handguns roll if you're shooting at it.
Yeah. All right. I've got my soggy gun.
What do you have?
Oh, a 32, but I rolled a 31.
What
and
the
I'd like
fuck?
To spend 11 points of luck to make that a success.
Yeah.
In which case, you shooted it and don't bother rolling damage. The maximum damage on a 32 can't penetrate. This thing's hiding. The bullet just bounces off it.
And then he goes, yes!
The doctor thinks Artie is even cooler than he originally thought.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely amazing. Wow.
So, as far as Vicky is concerned, the stay's just gone from bad to worse because not only have you been grabbed by a flying monster, but now there's some twat on the ground shooting at you.
And I'm pretty sure I know who that twat is.
I got you, Vicky!
Uh-huh.
The good news is, having shot this thing, you have got its attention now. So instead of it just flying off with the Vicky, it's arcing round and it's coming back towards you.
Oh, good.
Oh, shit. Do we, like, fight it, or are we trying to do a nice mind meld and talk to it and stuff?
That one. I think Dr. Ira, you've got, like, a special connection with the beasts of this land.
I do, yes.
If you could just, like, touch it, right? If we could draw it down so that you could hug it like you did that beautiful spider.
Yeah, his hugs are magical.
There seems to be many gods in this forsaken land, so might as well talk to a new one.
Yeah, I'm going to keep shooting at it, hoping that it comes all the way down.
Wait, no. Hold up there. Why don't you go ahead and put that gun, like, you know, in your hand, but, like, on your finger, hanging loose, like, with your hands up, being all nice looking and stuff?
Yeah, I can only do so much. If we're shooting at this thing, it might not be so amicable.
What's Vicky doing, by the way?
How far off the ground are we?
You, at the moment, are quite a bit off the ground because it's flown out over the plane and it's arcing around. So you're probably about 100 feet off the ground at the moment. But as it comes back towards where the others are, you'll be a lot closer to the ground there.
Okay, once we're close enough that I feel like I'm not going to die if I fall, I'm going to try and like cut it with my knife so I can get out of here.
Okay. So it sounds like we've got a few things happening at once. Is Artie trying to shoot it again, or is he just following advice and standing there holding the gun?
We have to draw it all the way down so that Ira can touch it. So I think I'm going to shoot it, and I'm going to try to shoot it somewhere different because I didn't penetrate the hide on the first shot. So maybe I can find a weakness.
Yeah.
Trial and error. Yeah.
The least armored place on it you can see at the moment is Vicky.
Well, okay. I'm not going to shoot Vicky on purpose. That's for fumbles only. No, I'm going to shoot like the abdomen.
Okay. You can try.
All right. You want me to roll that, or are you just going to let me do it?
No, roll. I mean, you might impale. You do not impale.
It's double action. Does that do anything special? 46. Do I want to spend 26 luck? I don't have that much luck left. So I'll just miss on this one. But maybe draw its attention, right? We're making a lot of noise.
You absolutely are. So the gunfire is carrying on, Vicky. There's still bullets flying in your direction.
Uh-huh.
The doctor says, genius, shoot, but not at it.
I'm from Texas, boys. I don't miss.
So what's Ira trying to do? Is he going to try hypnotizing this thing? What's he doing?
I mean, Ira pulls his pocket watch back out. He gives Diamond a look.
Diamond is just rubbing her earrings and utilizing the energies of the world to defend, like, against any oncoming impalements.
The doctor takes like a fighting stance and he starts whipping the pocket watch around like nunchucks. And like he flips it over his shoulder, he catches it and he starts spinning it. He looks at Diamond, he's like, what should he be feeling?
Silence. She is focused. She is focusing her energy. She is attuning with the world.
The doctor doesn't know how to respond, so he looks at the creature and goes, I guess come here.
In which case, I think this is going to be a hard roll, so you're going to have to roll under half of your hypnotism for this to succeed.
Yeah.
That's a 27.
So, yeah, as you spin the watch around, maybe you're hypnotizing it. Maybe it's just being attracted by the shiny thing that you're waving in front of it.
Yeah.
But it is swooping down towards you.
As it starts swooping down, the doctor's like, yeah, like I said, you're feeling come on over.
So, from Vicky's point of view, maybe that's good because you are now getting closer and closer to the ground.
And your best friends.
If you fell off at this stage, yeah, you probably survive.
Have I seen the bullet bounce off the main part of the bird or whatever it is?
I mean, it's probably a bit difficult to see a bullet doing that, but certainly there was a lot of gunfire and the thing didn't seem to react to it. Mm-hmm. That may just be because Artie's a crap shot.
Hey.
I think he meant crack shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to try cutting with one of my knives, trying to get the claw to release.
I'll give you a bonus die on this just simply because it's not like it's trying to get out of the way of this. It's holding on to you.
Yeah.
Oh, just like in between the claw and the toe bean, like a fucking fingernail. Like,
I fail either way.
Amazing.
You basically stabbed it in the claw a few times and the knife's just bouncing off it.
Mm-hmm. I could spend luck, but I don't know if it would actually do anything.
Let's see where the doctor's hypnosis has led all this, because the thing is swooping in and swooping in. And you got a hard success there. You may not be in full control of the situation, but this monstrous thing lands on the ground in front of you. Let's have a luck roll off Vicky just to see whether it lets go of you before it lands.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
We just hear a squish.
I succeeded.
Okay.
I succeeded on my luck roll with a 53 under 60.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, it does open up its claws to land on the ground, and that involves dropping you. You can give me a jump roll just to see whether you land safely or whether you take a bit of a battering in the process.
Yeah, that's not going to go well. Yeah, I've got base and jump, so... Yep, 69!
Oh!
I crit on my jump roll! I've never passed a jump roll before.
I guess by the power of the house rule, you land acrobatically on your feet in front of the others.
The house always wins.
Looks super cool with my knife. Like that super cool assassin pose with my knife out.
Fuck yeah.
There's no question now who Artie wants to be the sidekick for. That was amazing.
Yeah, fucking blade landing over here.
Holy shit!
And this monstrous beast lands on the ground in front of the four of you, making this horrible sound that does sound a bit like laughter as it's looking around, rearing up. You can't tell whether it's trying to talk to you, whether it's about to eat you, what's going on.
Since it's getting closer, the doc is going to try to just reach out his hand to touch it with his eyes closed, concentrating so hard, just thinking, I need to talk to you, I need to talk to you, I need to talk to you, I need to talk to you.
I don't think this is necessarily going to go as well as it did with the spiders, but I mean, it's not completely mindless.
Oh,
that's a rough one.
Well, I was going to say, it's going to have to be a hard success, and you've rolled a 98 there, so that's a fumble if it's a hard roll you needed.
Yeah, it is, huh?
So I think you have connected minds with it briefly, but what the rest of you see is the doctor placing his hand on this creature, and then he just looks around at you, his eyes rolled up in his head, and he's now tittering along with the creature. And as he does so, you can hear the scrabbling of claws coming from the distance as the spiders are catching up with you.
Are you okay, Vicky?
Oh, never better. We should climb up on it. Looking at Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond is still just like focusing in like full-blown defense mode right now, but thinking of maybe perhaps running away is a good option here. Just not sure what to do in this situation, but keeping her mental focus on the energies of the world and this plane and trying to connect.
And what's Artie doing?
If I see Dr. Ira's eyes roll back in his head, can I just stick him with my drafting compass to snap him out of it?
You can certainly try. Yeah, if you're stabbing him with the compass quickly, I'll give Dr. Ira a power roll to see whether he can snap out of this uncontrolled psychic connection you've made.
55 on 80.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there you are. You've made the mental connection you wanted with this creature. You're not in control of it, but, yeah, you've definitely made some kind of contact, and it's definitely laughing at you. It's finding the whole situation funny, and you're finding it funny. You're finding the situation funny, and you're wrapped up with this, and for a moment it almost feels like you're going to bond with the creature, and then someone stabs you, and suddenly you're back out of it.
What the hell?
And you can hear the sound of hundreds of spiders closing in on you.
The doctor is, like, obviously in pain from being stabbed. He looks over the spiders. He looks at Artie holding a bloody compass. And he looks up at the creature, and he's still, like, it's like when you just laughed way too hard and you're, like, almost exhausted. That's, like, the kind of feeling he has. And he's like, I want some more of that. He's going to try to, like, grab onto the creature's neck with the intention of, oh, we're going to get along and I'm going to ride this thing.
Diamond is going to assist here by using all of this mental focus to try to use telekinesis on this enormous beast's, like, head and neck to, like, hold it in place, essentially, so that Dr. Ira has an easier time getting on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd say that's going to give Dr. Ira a bonus die on this attempt. So I think, though you're trying to climb onto it, what you're actually doing here is basically just trying to convince it to, what, let you ride it.
Yeah, I think I want, like, I'm trying to get in the position to ride it, but, like, my intention is to reconnect with it and get that laughing feeling back.
In which case, yeah, just give me a power roll.
That's a 27 on an 80.
Wow.
So Dr. Ira is somehow keeping this creature in place, and he is clambering on the back of this thing.
Trolloping on.
Trolloping, yes. Yes.
Now, the rest of you, now that you're standing by the creature, and it is fairly unpleasant. There's a horrible animal smell from it. There's also a smell, you can see that there's nitre encrusted all over it, as if it's just covered in filth. It basically smells like an outhouse on a hot day.
This reminds me of Brad. Longingly.
That's the last thing the doctor hears as he tries to connect.
But yeah, Ira is on it. What's everyone else doing?
Everybody hop on while I'm still holding it down, holding the connection down. I'm making a staircase out of a neck here.
I'm going to try and swing up. Please enter the aircraft in an orderly fashion so that we may complete our boarding process as quickly as possible.
I'm following Vicky to the end of the lang.
You're going to great lengths to become her sidekick. Hey.
Once they get on there, then Diamond is going to try to continue to hold the head and neck in place as she herself clambers aboard, being careful of her coat. And then as soon as it gets, like, absolutely filthy for just a little bit, she's like, writes it off, like getting sweaty on a hike. You're just like, oh, I'm fine now that I'm soaked, but, like,
yeah,
getting sweaty sucks. So, like, getting dirty, she winces, but then, you know, immediately over it and just covered in this disgusting shit as she's climbing on.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to dry clean this off afterwards. You're probably going to have to burn this coat.
It smells like our old place, Doctor.
On the bright side, with all that nitre on it, it should burn really well. Okay, so the four of you have clambered on board this Shantak. And the Shantak is, it seems to be a little put out by this, despite the good connection that Dr. Ira has made. But in your favour, it suddenly notices this swarm of spiders coming towards it and decides it does not want to argue.
Artie's going to flip the bird down to the spiders.
And Diamond releases the neck and head.
The doctor looks at the spider that he had connected with and waves, but says, I found a new god.
As the Shantak takes off, you can just see these eight tearful eyes looking up at you as if saying, I thought we had something special.
Well, Dr. Ira is a very fickle man.
He wants what he wants, you know, and it's what he wants is just the best of the best. And spiders can't fly, so upgrade.
It's madness.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.